The exciting topic for today's podcast, life insurance. Which policy is best for you? People buy life insurance for different reasons, so it's no wonder that there are a variety of options from which to choose. But the differences among policies are not always clear. How do you decide between term and permanent life insurance? Which policies carry risk and which are guaranteed? And when it's all said and done, which policy will cost most? Before you buy a policy, review a policy illustration. Illustrations show the structure of the policy and how it could change over time. Illustrations are vital to decide which policy to choose, but they're not the only piece of the puzzle to consider. The simplest classification of life insurance is whether it is term or permanent. Term insurance can be described as a way to rent life insurance for an agreed-upon period. It is suited for short-term needs and can be used to provide coverage during the insured's working years, a child's early years, or for the duration of a loan or mortgage. Most insurance sold today is term life. Term life insurance is very straightforward. There is no accumulated value and no interest, investing, or dividends. You simply pay the premiums for a certain length of time to be insured for a death benefit during that period. When the initial term expires, you can usually renew the policy annually by paying a premium that increases each year. You can also apply for a new policy, but your current health situation is a factor in the reapplication process. Permanent insurance has an accumulated value. Its goal is to protect against long-range or permanent needs. Many people use the policy's value to supplement retirement income or to transfer wealth at their death. Most permanent policies carry a surrender charge for a number of years, after which the owner can cancel the policy and reclaim its accumulated value. Provided that the premiums are paid, permanent insurance can offer a lifetime death benefit. Whole life is a permanent life insurance product. The insurance company guarantees a specific benefit upon death, no matter when it happens, as long as the required premiums are paid. Because whole life includes guaranteed accumulated values, the premiums are higher than for other insurance products. In addition, the premiums are mandatory. Failure to pay a premium may result in a policy lapse or a loss of death benefit. Universal life is also a permanent life insurance product. The owner pays premiums that add to the accumulated value, and there is a death benefit if the insured dies. But with a universal life, premiums are flexible. The illustration indicates a suggested amount to pay in premiums, but the policy won't lapse if a payment is missed. Instead, the owner decides when and how much to pay in premiums. Index universal life policies guarantee a certain interest rate for the accumulated value of the policy, but they also provide the option to let the money in the policy accumulate based on the performance of a stock index. If the stock index goes down, the cash still grows at the guaranteed interest rate. If the index rises, the accumulated value grows at the index's rate of return, up to a certain limit. So, which one do you need? To find out which insurance product may be best for you, identify the reason you want to have life insurance. Most often, people buy life insurance to replace the income of the insured. Others purchase a policy to cover the many costs associated with death. Finally, besides being a way to replace income or pay off debts, life insurance can serve as a vehicle for saving and investment. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.